WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to overload us. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful, something that can literally clear the mental fog and give you a sense of calm amidst the chaos. We're talking about journaling, not just scribbling random thoughts in a notebook, though sometimes that's enough. But using it as a tool to gain clarity, process emotions, and basically get your head straight. Ever feel like you're spinning around in your own mind, thoughts bouncing off the walls like ping pong balls? Yeah, we've all been there. Journaling can be your mental back alley, a quiet space where you can sort through the clutter and come out feeling focused and ready to take on the day. Now, before you go thinking this is some woo-woo, self-help mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. There's actual science behind this stuff. Studies show that journaling can reduce stress hormones, boost your mood, and even improve your memory. It's like a mental workout for your brain, strengthening those cognitive muscles and helping you think more clearly. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about the magic of journaling. 1. It's your brain dump. Think of it as venting, but in a way that actually benefits you. Don't censor yourself. Let those thoughts flow freely onto the page. Worries, fears, frustrations. Get them all out. Journaling allows you to externalize those mental burdens and release some pressure. 2. Gain clarity by getting specific. Don't just write, "I had a bad day." Dig deeper. What made it bad? Who was involved? How did it make you feel? By being specific, you start to understand your emotions and reactions better. It's like shining a light on those shadowy corners of your mind and saying, "Hey, I see you." 3. Track your progress. Use journaling as a way to monitor your growth and achievements, big or small. Celebrate wins, that promotion, finally finishing that project, even just getting out of bed when you didn't feel like it. This positive reinforcement can boost your self-esteem and keep you motivated. 4. Identify patterns. Over time, you'll start to notice patterns in your thoughts and behaviors. Maybe you get anxious before certain situations, or maybe there are specific triggers that lead to negative emotions. Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward breaking them. 5. It's not always about heavy stuff. Journaling can be a fun way to explore your creativity. Write stories, poems, even song lyrics. Use it as a space to daydream, brainstorm ideas, or simply express yourself without judgment. Let me paint you a picture. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a looming deadline and a million other things on your mind. Your thoughts are racing, your stomach is doing flip-flops, and you just want to scream into the void. Now imagine taking 5 minutes to step away from the chaos, grab your journal, and let those feelings pour out onto the page. You write about the pressure, the anxiety, the fear of failure. You don't censor yourself, you just get it all out there. And as you write, something amazing happens. The fog starts to lift. The thoughts become less frantic, more organized. You start to see a path forward, a way to tackle the problem with clarity and focus. That's the power of journaling. It can literally shift your perspective and help you find calm in the storm. So, my friends, I challenge you. Pick up a journal today and give it a try. Start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. You might be surprised by what you discover about yourself and how much clearer your mind feels as a result. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. And journaling? It's a powerful tool that can help you tap out of the overstimulation and find your own inner peace. Remember to share your thoughts. What are your favorite things to journal about? Any tips for fellow Tap Out listeners who are just starting their journaling journey? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. And, as always, stay tuned for more daily doses of sanity right here on Tap Out of Overstimulations. Until next time, keep it real, keep it calm, and keep tapping out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.